Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. The phones are open here, and you can join us and bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, the story that I said we were going to get to last night, and we never ended up getting there, which is the news media, major media, covering a migration of crypto-libertarian types to Honduras.
Oh, that's right. I've heard a bit about this Honduras movement project. I don't know what they're, I don't know what Mark is calling it, but I've heard a bit about it.
Well, this isn't specifically about the Mark Move Here project. This is about one of the ones that inspired Mark to create his own Move Here project. So we'll get into that. Mark, of course, is our co-host. He's not here to defend himself here tonight, but you know, he might be listening. I don't know. We'll get into that coming up here in a little bit. Of course, with you here tonight, you've got Ian.
Aria.
And Conan.
Aria, you wanted to talk about the big buzz on Twitter and Facebook and various social medias today, and it's not Pedo Peter, which we talked about last night.
Peter.
Pedo Peter, which is the name that they say Hunter Biden had his dad, Joe Biden, listed in his phone when 4chan hacked his iCloud account and downloaded 500 gigabytes of data within the last
48 hours. Yeah, I've heard all this. I just haven't heard the tidbits, like his, you know, his password and what he actually called his dad. If it's in fact his dad, why is it Peter?
I don't have that in front of me right now, but there's some sort of reference that there's another story out there regarding Joe Biden calling himself Peter in some sort of circumstance, and I apologize for not remembering the details on it. I have not been following this intimately, very, very closely, but it is an interesting story.
Probably because it's all distraction to take away from the real.
You think the Hunter Biden thing's a distraction?
Oh, hell yeah.
Really?
It's the takeaway from the Biden crime family, from the meat and potatoes problem that we have here, and that is his influence in Ukraine.
But, I mean, that's part of the Hunter Biden iCloud leak, right?
I mean, there very well could be information in his iCloud about Ukraine.
Yeah, but all the thing they're going to talk about is crack and prostitutes, women
maybe,
of the night,
but it's
and
only been
him calling his dad
days.
A pedo.
I mean, it's only been 2 days, and there's images apparently that are coming out of Hunter Biden with little girls. Like, not, you know, obviously they can't share anything that's explicit or whatever, but there's an image with him laying, like, not quite on a couch. I don't have it in front of me at the moment, but it's been shared on Twitter with, like, five or six girls that could not be older than 9 or 10 years old,
wow,
maybe even younger than that, just kind of scattered around him. But not naked. They're just hanging out with him, and he's laying on his back looking up at them. And it's very, very strange for a man who apparently doesn't have any children of his own.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like there was a sleepover going on with his kids or something.
That's sort of the issue, right? No. Okay, sure, these kids were not naked, but I can't think of any explanation for why this situation would have occurred that wasn't highly questionable.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt. Who were these people? Who were these kids?
Yeah.
And why were they there at Hunter Biden's house, who is a known drug addict who, you know, fraternizes with prostitutes? And again, if you want to fraternize with prostitutes and do drugs, that's totally fine.
Yeah, I don't care.
But I think most people would probably turn their nose up at the idea of having some little children hanging around for, you know, perhaps those things that might have been going on. It's very strange. And he is topless in the photo, wearing like boxer shorts or something like that.
Hmm. Which is additionally unusual, right?
Yeah.
It's all very peculiar. I don't know. This is the first I've heard about Joe Biden perhaps referring to himself as Peter at
this
some
point. This is Hunter who appeared. Oh, yeah. You're talking about the other story. I'll see if I can find that for you.
Okay.
Because it was in, like, mainstream news.
But Hunter Biden, he's definitely got a sordid past.
He's a character.
Yes.
So, but you wanted to talk about Jill Biden.
I did, because she's being slammed for comparing Latino people to tacos.
And she is.
When I saw this, I was just stunned. I was like, okay, there's no way someone is this tone deaf. But no, sure enough, she did. A Hispanic journalist group slammed the First Lady, and they're not the only ones. I'm sure she's just getting ripped apart on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and everywhere else for a Monday speech in which she compared diversity among Latinos to the uniqueness of breakfast tacos.
Wow. You know what? Another distraction. I'm calling it. This is just another. Their family's in so much deep hot water right now. You know, what better? And I listened to the quote. I'm not...
I think she's just a silly old woman.
I'm not upset about it. I mean, it's dumb. It's a lame comparison. But
I'm not upset either, but I'm not the one being compared to a breakfast taco.
Yeah, so. But I've been called a cracker my whole life, so I'm really not upset about any of this.
Would you have been more upset, though, if, like, Michelle Obama was given a speech and said something about,
crackers?
You're as unique as the saltines that inspire your nickname or whatever?
She probably says all of that behind closed doors. I wouldn't be surprised.
But not publicly.
Michelle is a nasty woman.
I mean, yes, but there's a huge difference between saying that in private and saying it publicly. Biden was addressing the progressive Latino nonprofit group Unidos U.S. in San Antonio, Texas, which, Ian, you said Bonnie suggested that San Antonio is, in fact, famous for its breakfast tacos.
Yeah, she, when this news came out this morning, Bonnie, who lived in San Antonio for some number of years, she didn't seem to take this as harsh as a lot of the people on the internet are taking it. She kind of dismissed it to some extent, saying that San Antonio is known for its variety of breakfast tacos. It's apparently a very popular dish in San Antonio.
Why would anyone not in San Antonio know that, though? I mean, it's not like Memphis and barbecue.
Well,
because
the people, who is complaining?
The San Antonio people do know that.
I know, but why would anyone not in San Antonio know that?
Because they're not the people who are complaining. It's everyone else in the world. It's a distraction.
She was talking to people in San Antonio, I presume, and, trying to, like when you're at a rock concert or whatever, the guy on stage, the singer, will reference the town in which the concert is happening.
Yes, it's always the best town he's ever played in.
Yeah.
Or she.
So I think she was Bonnie's interpretation was she was trying to do something like that, and obviously has failed miserably at it.
I believe she was trying to do something like that, and I'm not saying she was, it's a bad decision on her part.
It's bad writing, whether she wrote the
speech
or not.
Exactly. Yeah. If she even wrote any of this, I mean, it's probably her handlers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same for Biden, by the way. All the gaffes.
There was a recent speech where he read end of line.
Yeah,
it's
so bad. It's like, is he being set up?
Hold on.
By his handlers?
I
because
haven't
they're
heard
ready,
this.
Ready to take this guy out?
You haven't heard the end of line clip?
No.
Well, first let's play Jill Biden. I got the clip here. What is it? Purportedly the clip.
Diversity of this community, as distinct as the Bogotas of the Bronx, as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio.
See, it's not that bad.
No, it's just stupid, and it's a poor decision on her part.
It's getting some good memes, though, I bet.
Again, this isn't like her talking about Memphis barbecue or, something along those lines, or the lobster of Maine or something like that, where it's just well known throughout the entire country that these places are famous for those particular foods.
But those comparisons would be acceptable if you were to compare New Englanders to some seafood dish. They're not going to lose their mind and flip out about that. They'd be like, hell yeah, we got the best clam chowder in New England.
But that's exactly it. No one would flip out about that because everyone knows that New England has the best seafood and everyone knows that Memphis has the best barbecue. But no one knows that San Antonio has the best breakfast tacos.
Whether people know it or not, it would still be a ham-fisted attempt if this woman got up in Boston and started talking about how white people in Boston are, like the variety of crabs, off the
and by the way, let's go back in time. Let's talk about pandering. Don't you remember Hillary Clinton when she was on that black network?
Yeah, she pulled out the hot sauce.
She didn't pull it out, but
she claimed that she had it.
Yeah,
right?
she left it in the trailer or something. But yeah,
what did she do?
She says,
she carries around hot sauce in her purse.
To some black guys. To black families.
She was trying to be with it. Look, her audience.
We need to play that one, too.
If you want to weigh in here, you can join us on Jill Biden, Hunter Biden, Pedo Peter. The number is 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and you are welcome to join us. here. Talk about the Jill Biden breakfast taco controversy. Conan says this is just a big distraction. And we'll get into that coming up here in just a moment. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. If you're ready to start learning about cryptocurrency, by the way, Bitcoin price dropped below 20,000, I think, last night, and it's been there ever since. So it might be a good time to pick a little bit up. But you've got to do some research first. Learn some of the basics about cryptocurrency, and you can do that over at Bitcoin.com. They can help you. Just click Get Started at the top of the page, and you can watch some introductory videos there that will give you some of the basics, which you really ought to understand before you dig any deeper and actually buy some of it. Once again, go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Aria.
And Conan.
And don't forget for the latest news headlines for crypto. They got those, too, over at news.bitcoin.com. So, Conan, you asked me to pull up the Hillary Clinton clip from...
This is peak... pandering.
2017.
And this dude picked up on it immediately. He knows what's up.
Yeah. So she's sitting down with, a group called the Breakfast Club. And I got the audio here, courtesy of Why Hillary Lost on YouTube. Here it is.
He said, no, she has to go.
What's something that you always carry with you?
Hot sauce. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you getting information right now? Hot sauce in my bag, Swag?
Hot sauce.
Really?
Yes.
Now, listen, I just want you to know, people are going to see this and say, okay, she's pandering to black people.
Okay. Is it working?
She's a nasty woman.
She's nasty.
She's so tone deaf.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, as someone who does carry hot sauce in my purse, though, I'm offended by that as a person who likes hot sauce.
She should have been called out on it and said, let's see it.
Yeah, have some. Taste it. Right?
I want to see what brand you carry around. But pull it out.
If you like hot sauce enough to carry it around, you could easily take a dab out on your tongue and you'll be fine.
But I don't think that the interviewers were anti-Hillary or in any way critical towards her. I mean, having not seen any of the rest of the interview, just based on the surroundings, there's like a hand-drawn heart with the Hillary logo inside of it, fighting for us. So these people, I think, are fans, likely, of Hillary, and they're just kind of joking with her.
It's still disgusting.
Oh, absolutely. Her behavior is despicable. There's no doubt about it. And that's kind of, you know, as far as this being a distraction, Conan, as far as Jill Biden talking about Hispanics and comparing them to the variety of breakfast tacos available in San Antonio, it's just entertaining to watch these guys screw this up so bad.
But, I mean, as far as the distraction is concerned, the way that I'm seeing this, this is a lot easier for people to digest. They understand the tone deafness of these elites.
And they can
latch on to that because it's easy for little brains to understand and to latch on to.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas all of the other nonsense that's been going on for years that some people are covering, mainstream media is not covering the Hunter or the Biden crime family.
They're not talking about Pedo Peter.
No, not yet anyways.
They're not going to ever talk about that.
Well, they might if they want to take the guy out. That's another theory is that Biden is on his way out. They can't have him.
He hasn't even been in for 2 years yet.
You can't have him screwing up the way that he is. They're going to lose this year. They're going to lose in this upcoming election really badly.
You think so? Even with the
and they need a scapeoat.
Roe versus Wade decision?
Oh, hell yeah.
Going to flip a bunch of voters to the Dems?
If they had rolled it out a couple of months later, like closer to the elections, maybe.
You think people forget about it?
But it's way too early in the system. Unless they have some other tactics up their sleeves to rile up the progressive base.
Well, I got to say...
Because right now it seems to me every week or 2 weeks there's a new thing for the left to go bitterly crazy over it.
Yeah, if they boot Biden out and put Kamala Harris in his place, it'll be a major disappointment because then we'll miss wonderful entertaining moments like this one.
Yeah, but
this one.
It is noteworthy that the percentage of women who register to vote and cast a ballot is consistently higher than the percentage of the men who do so. End of quote. Repeat the line.
Wow, can we get that one more time, please?
And you know what? They changed it in the official transcript.
What did they change?
They updated it. They said to repeat the line, but as in part of the speech and not a directive to the president.
Really?
Yeah.
Weird. All right, a little more here for you, Aria.
Registered to vote and cast a ballot is consistently higher than the percentage of the men who do so. End of quote. Repeat the line.
Oh, man, you always hope to actually catch something like that, right? Like,
he's done it more than once.
I know.
He does one of these. He's got a gaffe, a good gaffe.
Oh, yeah.
Every week.
Every month. Every week. Yeah. So
and now his wife is catching up to him.
I mean, it's not as entertaining as Donald Trump, for sure, with all the tweets, but that's it.
It reminds me of the South Park episode where they were fighting about whether or not to pull Kenny from life support or whatever, and they had one of these evil Republicans getting talked to by the devil, and the devil had to whisper him, no, you don't repeat that part. And sure enough, Dick Cheney or whoever it was goes, no, you don't repeat that part.
It reminds me of this. Are you guys watching The Boys?
No.
So there was kind of a minor spoiler here. They're having a discussion. The hero and the bad guy, the Trump guy. Which, by the way, the whole show is an analogy of Trump, Trumpism. And he let out a lot of incriminating information, and then she pulls out her camera saying, "I just taped the whole thing." And then he's like, "Dude, you're not supposed to record while we're doing our lines." Meaning it's the whole thing was fabricated from the get-go. So he's trying to cover his butt.
So what is this Boys show? Where is it at?
Boys is the newest superhero flicks. Uh-huh. There's three seasons out so far. And basically, the most interesting aspect of the show is it portrays these superheroes as true superheroes would really act. If you had godlike powers, would you spend your days, flying around saving people? Or would you be a nasty piece of work, like the Greek gods, which, by the way, were very entertaining for lots and lots of people for thousands of years, hundreds of years at least?
I didn't think most people, I mean, it's going to vary based on who you ask, but I think for most libertarians, the answer would be that they would probably, at least spend some part of their time helping people.
Yeah, but what if you were also mentally insane? And you had godlike powers.
Well, that's a very different question.
What if you were mentally abused as a child, and then you grew up to have these godlike powers, and they start to shine. How about Hunter Biden?
Mm-hmm.
Well, being abused as a child is no excuse for someone to pay it forward as an adult.
Of course,
happens. But a lot of people don't pay it forward because they don't have the powers, the capabilities to actually go out. Some of them do when they, some of these nut kids, buy their rifles on credit and then they go shoot up a school. But most people don't have the capabilities of taking out their angst on the people who they feel have wronged them.
You're right that,
but if you could just melt somebody with your eyes and someone pisses you off, are you telling me you're not going to,
I wouldn't.
Melt a couple people?
I'm not an angsty teenager.
Well, we got more coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160. I did find the story where Joe Biden refers to himself as Peter. And we'll share that with you coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republicans are pressing the issue of illegal immigration ahead of the November election. Texas's two senators are leading a delegation to the border Thursday and Friday. There are briefings planned by both the Border Patrol and the Texas military, which is running its own border protection operation. The Democratic-led January 6 committee is continuing to hold open hearings. Tuesday's being the panel's seventh public hearing, hearing from cherry-picked witnesses. As far as reaction to what we're hearing...
Well, it was not what I was looking for. It was not a nexus between the president and any conspiracy. Perhaps they will bring that type of evidence forward.
Constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley speaking there on Fox News. The Dow lost 192 points. This is USA Radio News. The price of gas is continuing its decline across the nation.
The national average for a gallon of regular has fallen over the past several weeks by 34 cents after edging above $5 a gallon. Some states have experienced nearly 50 cent declines. According to an analysis by The Hill using AAA data, the greatest declines took place in the South and Midwest. Indiana and Florida leading the way, followed by Ohio, Wisconsin, and Texas. The drop in price doesn't necessarily mean cheaper gas. The five states with the lowest averages are South Carolina, Georgia, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A new mutation of the coronavirus Omicron variant is being detected on the West Coast, and it's said to be very infectious. The new variant, called BA.2.75, seems to produce symptoms similar to the earlier varieties, such as a sore throat, runny nose, and cold-like symptoms. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about some of the Biden gaffes, which I've now extended to Jill Biden, referring to Hispanic people as breakfast tacos.
It's so funny.
Just a poorly written speech.
I want the person who made that cartoon of Joe Biden talking about kids stroking his leg hair. I want him to make an extended clip where he just takes all the best gaffes from Jill and Joe Biden. He just condenses them into like a 12 to 15 minute video that's
too
animated.
Long. People won't watch it.
I would watch it.
Well, yeah. Young people won't watch it. It's got to be short.
Young people don't vote. Screw them.
That's true.
Breakfast tacos have egg in them, right?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Is this even a Hispanic dish, or is this something that has
not.
Is this something that has been Americanized over the years?
That's probably. I'm gonna guess that you're correct about that. In the same way that Chinese food is not really Chinese
food in
America, it's Americanized Chinese food. So a lot of that's true with tacos and burritos. So it wouldn't surprise me if some. You know, somebody said, "Hey, let's put some, eggs in that taco."
Someone with some ethnic variety, call in and tell me breakfast taco is.
I mean, Bonnie
I'm looking
is
at,
here.
I'm looking at some recipes. It looks like there's a whole bunch.
Bonnie's here in the studio now, and she is originally from San Antonio, or at least she spent a number of years in San Antonio. Bonnie, can you step up and answer Conan's question about what is a breakfast taco as someone who
Thank
spent
you.
Time
there? Who lives in the midst of the
Thank you, because
in the midst of the breakfast tacos.
I was texting on the, I was trying to comment on YouTube because I was getting annoyed. I told Ian all this yesterday. I don't feel like she actually made that bad
by
of
By the way,
gaffe.
I told your perspective.
That's how I lean as well.
It doesn't sound to me like she's calling the Hispanic people breakfast tacos, but it was obviously written by somebody from San Antonio, not Jill Biden, who anyone from San Antonio would make a similar joke. Like, breakfast tacos are supposedly our thing. My ex-best friend's first words were bean and cheese, because he always wanted a bean and cheese. And
Is that a breakfast taco, or does it have to have eggs?
It doesn't have to have eggs, but most of them have eggs and bacon and potatoes.
Yeah, it's regional. It's just like calling someone from Massachusetts a chowderhead.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing. It's not that bad.
Yeah, and anyone in San Antonio would have made, like, the same joke.
The tone-deaf aspect of it is not that it's just calling people from San Antonio. It's specifically talking about Hispanic people and likening them to tacos. So
I thought she was talking about the diversity.
She's talking about the diversity of Hispanics.
But she said they're as diverse as the breakfast tacos of San Antonio. Like, it's a pretty stupid thing to say, I guess, but especially from, like, a white lady that's obviously not from San Antonio. I think she's from Delaware or something. But
yeah, I think so.
Anyways, back to you, Mario.
Yeah, she's a chatterhead, for sure. Her and Biden.
I mean, and to me, just the idea that we had to say, look, when she said, when she compared people to breakfast tacos, she wasn't trying to be offensive. Just the fact that we even have to say that is absurd. That's the level of theater that the political system is at.
If the common folk were to call each other breakfast tacos or chowderheads, it'd be all right. The fact that she's an elite and she's up at the top and she's got people cleaning her toilet and washing her car and cutting her grass, the fact that she's so far above us, that's where the problem is. So you really need to watch the things that you say around the common people. Otherwise, they're gonna have a field day with you.
It's certainly not. And when you just take this one instance, it's not so bad. But when you look at what her husband has said about black people in the past.
Oh, that's right. He was the one who said, if you don't vote for me, then you ain't black.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think he also said, again, I don't have the list of quotes in front of me, but didn't he also suggest that black people couldn't figure out how to use the internet at one point?
Yeah, I don't remember that one, but he said something about, he was talking about poor people, and he specifically went right to black kids.
Mm.
He said black kids are, what did he say, poor kids can be as successful as white kids or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite Joe Biden quote, though, was, end of quote, repeat line.
Yeah, which we played for just
that's
a few moments
truly,
ago.
Truly words of wisdom.
Which they changed in the official transcripts to, let me repeat the line. Which he did not.
That's
not what he said.
And then he didn't repeat the line. He just stood there going, repeat the line.
Yeah, no, he moved on. He moved to the next paragraph or whatever was in there. So
yeah,
he did not follow the instruction. Let's go to the phones here. We got Mehdi on the line in Canada. Mehdi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
So I was talking about a paper that DARPA hired. So DARPA hired a company called Trail of Bits to give them a paper or to do some kind of analysis. It was finished on June 2022, and the paper is called Are Blockchains Decentralized? Unintended Centralities in Distributed Ledgers. And it seems like as kind of like a summary of what this paper seems, what it's trying to do. And I did email it to the Free Talk Live, if you guys were interested in seeing it. It seems like it seems like DARPA is aware that they cannot centralize the actual cryptocurrency.
Who is DARPA?
And it seems like they're looking. DARPA is the defense. I think they're arm of the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
DARPA. Do you say who's DARPA?
Yeah.
Defense Advanced Research Projects.
Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. I believe they're an arm of the Pentagon, but I'm not sure.
I think you're right about that, yeah.
What do they care about cryptocurrency? I mean, why should I care what they have to say about centralization aspects of it? I mean, we know that parts of the centralization structures can arise within a decentralized network.
Well, Mehdi actually called about this, I think, over the weekend and read the executive summary of the paper to us. Or maybe it was Friday night, I think. But anyway, it seems like their goal is to try to disrupt cryptocurrency. They care because they work for the government. They are the government, and they are a military arm of the government. But they're more like the tech side of the military arm. So somebody probably instructed them to say, see what you can figure out about taking down Bitcoin.
In order to prevent technological surprise.
This is what they said?
This is what they say. And I think their problem is the fact that it isn't centralized, and it's something. And this is a pain in the butt of everyone who's seeking control.
Mm-hmm.
If they're losing their control, they're going to spend all of our taxpayer money, trying to figure out how to control these new technologies.
And so they have a bunch of different ways of trying to get this centralization use of crypto. And so the last couple, too, there is one that's called network centrality. And what they're saying is, are the nodes sufficiently geographically dispersed such that they are uniformly distributed across the Internet? What would happen if a malicious Internet provider or nation state decided to block or filter all DLT traffic? And under that part, under that section of the paper where they're talking about the network centrality, that's where they mention 60% of all Bitcoin traffic has traversed just three ISPs. And the paper they quote, though, was from 2017. So maybe it's more now, I don't know. But and they say any third party on the network route between nodes, example ISPs, Wi-Fi access point operators, or governments, can observe and choose to drop any messages they wish. And to give some example about Alice giving a Bitcoin to Bob and what happens.
Yeah, I mean, bad actors could definitely cause trouble for these networks, but I don't think that, you know, 60% going through three ISPs is going to kill Bitcoin. As long as there's a few nodes out there operating and as long as there's some people out there mining, the system will continue.
Didn't someone conduct a transaction via ham radio a number of years ago or something like that? I mean, yeah, there are always ways to avoid centralization. I don't particularly see the issues here.
Wait, how do you do that through ham radio? So you're sending
I don't remember.
Very slowly.
We're talking about a lot of information.
No, it's not that much.
It was all very technical. Don't get me lying, man.
A Bitcoin transaction isn't that much information. I mean, it's just a little bit of data.
Aren't they capped at about 1 megabyte? So, I mean, yeah, that's not a whole lot of data.
Nettie, I'm not sure what you're driving at here, so stand by. We'll bring you back in just a moment because I know the government gang wants to stop cryptocurrency, and this is obviously part of this research paper is part of that process of them trying to figure out how, but I don't think they're going to be able to. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. That said, people in these networks ought to be aware of making them as decentralized as possible.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open, and you can join us here. Bring in whatever you want, whether you want to comment on the pedo Peter allegations. Is Joe Biden referred to in Hunter Biden's cell phone as pedo Peter? That is what the 4chan folks, people on the internet, are alleging was found in the new 500 gigabyte leak of what is allegedly on Hunter Biden's iCloud account. Somebody found some images of text messages between Joe Biden, what is alleged to be Joe Biden, and somebody claims, again, a lot, you know, you just have to sort of believe or not what people are saying about this, unless you want to download the questionable 500 gigabyte file and parse through it yourself.
But, I mean, isn't there some sort of, well, no, not with Julian Assange. Question withdrawn. I was going to ask whether or not there was some sort of journalistic protection for people who, for journalistic reasons, really just needed to comb through this for the purpose of finding out whether or not there's something here the public needs to know.
But it might have child pornography in it,
right.
So therefore it would be a federal crime.
And we learned from Julian Assange and all of these other journalists that, no, there is, in fact, no protection whatsoever for doing journalism, and they will charge you if they want to. So if you download this archive and it's got child porn or whatever in it, they can and will charge you.
And if you're like most journalists out there, and all you really do is monitor Twitter and tweet journal.
Dude, I hate that so much. You go to a news website to find out about something, and it's just a copied and pasted tweets over and over, and then a screenshot of the tweet that they literally just copied and pasted. Sloppy, sloppy journalism.
It's the new way.
Let's bring Mehdi back on the line here. He was calling in about DARPA, which is the Defense Something or Other Research Project, and the tech side, if you will, of the Pentagon. And they apparently have been researching Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies to see how truly decentralized they are or not. And they found out some interesting things. You shared some of the executive summary with us a few nights ago, but I guess there was something else you wanted to say, so go ahead, Mehdi.
Yeah, sure. So with the as far as that 51% attack, the other 51% attacks, what they said is that they don't mention the actual cost, because I remember you asking, well, what, you know, that would be an insane cost, like how much would that cost? They don't mention that. When I was reading through it, what they do say, though, is the actual cost of a 51% attack on Bitcoin was closer to 49% of the hash rate. Therefore, contrary to established lore, L-O-R-E, it does not actually take 51% of the network's hashing power to mount a successful 51% attack, even when all actors are assumed honest. With the with the accidental or nefarious introduction of further latency, and I don't know exactly what they mean by latency, but it's measured in seconds or milliseconds. Oh, additional network delay seconds. Okay, so latency. The hash rate can plummet. With just a few minutes of delay, a takeover threshold drops to 40%, and with less than an hour, it can be as low as 20%.
Yeah, but if people suddenly went an hour without transactions being confirmed or something like that, they would be looking into the problems being caused. They would be like, oh, it's probably not some hostile takeover.
No, okay, that's fine. I'm just saying what they're saying, and like if an hour this. And all this should be taken in the context that just four mining pools already control more than 50% of the hashing power. And by the way, I just want to say something.
I mean, I understand, but it's FUD. It's fear, uncertainty, and doubt what you're talking about here. Theoretically, sure, what you just said is possible. But Bitcoin going an hour with an hour delay in its transactions being confirmed, that would set off so many alarms. People around the world would be freaking out to figure out why Bitcoin was no longer working.
Right, and you also have to remember that that you mentioned the four mining pools control, what was it, 60% or something like that?
Four mining pools control more than 51%.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, yeah, but that's not one mining pool. That's four of them. So I guess the suggestion is if they were all to corroborate, they could take over the network and do bad things. But the other thing you have to understand is there's a disincentive to do that, right? Like, these people don't want to kill the golden goose. They have probably millions of these pools, you know, collectively probably have millions of dollars worth of mining equipment, because it's not cheap to mine Bitcoin. As an individual, you've got to buy very fancy computer equipment in order to jump into this particular game. So these mining pools must have millions of dollars worth of this equipment, and they certainly don't want the price of Bitcoin to go down. Otherwise, it will lose, you know, they'll lose their investment. And so if they take over the network and start doing dastardly things, you better believe the price of Bitcoin is going to plummet like a rock, and they are out of business.
Yeah, because people would no longer have any faith whatsoever in the utility of Bitcoin or the reliability of Bitcoin, and they would stop using it. Bitcoin would die almost instantaneously. It would no longer have any value.
Yeah, I got to agree with you on this, Ari. It sounds like the federal government is trying to stoke fear, uncertainty.
Fear mongering, total, 100%.
Yeah, so they could be. I just wanted to say that, because I don't know if you guys think I'm anti-Bitcoin or crypto. I'm pro-crypto. I think it's important for us to see what they are trying to do.
No, I agree with you.
Ultimately, crypto is going to be our currency, right? It's going to be the liberty, freedom, people's currency. It may not be Bitcoin, but it'll be a cryptocurrency because it's decentralized.
No, I appreciate it. No, I'm not saying that you are a critic or anything like that. I absolutely think that you're somebody who does a good amount of research into this, and you're learning about what the federal government is talking about, and you're sharing it with our audience. So I appreciate that, Mehdi. Is there anything else you wanted to share?
No, that's it. I just wanted to share that. It was an interesting paper, and they keep trying to figure out what's going on, and it's interesting that they're trying to figure out how to centralize it, and it's interesting that they have admitted they can't do it with the cryptography itself. It's decentralized, so they're trying to find all other ways to.
Yeah, they're poking for the weak spots.
Where they're trying to put the noose.
They're looking to find out where, if at all, cryptocurrencies are weak, and Bitcoin is the strongest, of course, of all of them. Thank you for the call tonight, Mehdi. It has the most mining power behind it. It has the most money, the most people that are propagating it. And, of course, this is one of the things the so-called Bitcoin maximalists will say to promote Bitcoin over other coins. They claim that because of all of the people that have invested in mining, that it is the most impervious to what he's talking about with a 51% attack, which is where someone could take over a network, a cryptocurrency network, by just simply spending enough money to put enough miners online, essentially. And for a lot of these networks, it doesn't cost a whole lot. There was a website we found, crypto51.app, where you can go and you can actually look at what they say is the current cost of attacking one of these networks for 1 hour. And you don't have to go too far down the list before it gets to like $1,000 or less per hour to completely take over.
Yeah, some of them are even easier. I remember once upon a time I upgraded my graphics card, and the upgrade was doing something like 10% of the total all Ravencoin mining while it was activated. Maybe it was 7 to 10%. I don't remember the exact number, but I mean, it would have been super easy for someone to take over just with, five of those gaming PCs.
What, how long ago was this?
I don't recall.
some years.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Ravencoin right now is on the list here. It's shown at just under $3,000 an hour to attack the Ravencoin network.
That's probably about right.
Which is makes it one of the higher ones.
Really?
Actually, yeah. A lot of these, it's like sub $1,000.
Okay.
So,
good on Ravencoin, then. That shows a fair bit of improvement.
Yeah, a lot of people must be mining it.
Yeah.
So check it out, crypto51.app, if you're more interested in the kind of the technical side of those things. But let's get back into the story about Pedo Peter. I do have this New York Post. They've got a report published in April of this year that says that Joe Biden wrote to his son Hunter and others close to him using the pseudonym Peter Henderson, a fictional Soviet Union-era spy in several Tom Clancy novels who infiltrated the U.S. government, according to emails.
Run this by me again. Joe Biden wrote letters to his son and signed them as Peter Henderson?
Like actual letters or at least emails?
Probably emails. The messages contained on Hunter Biden's abandoned laptop appear to indicate the then vice president started using the fictitious mole's moniker in October of 2016 while forwarding a YouTube video to his son Hunter, brother Jim, daughter-in-law Hallie, as well as his sister and longtime political strategist Valerie Biden Owens. Biden sent the message using an email address with a username of 67 Stingray, a reference to his beloved 1967 Corvette Stingray. The name attached to the Biden 67 Stingray account at the time was Peter Henderson, which matches the name of the KGB spy in Clancy's popular Jack Ryan series. So anyway, that's the story that I was referencing earlier.
I know there's no explanation, but I need an explanation. I need to know why Joe Biden at any point was writing emails to his son and signing them as Peter Henderson.
Because they were doing nefarious stuff. You don't sign Aria whenever you're trying to be sneaky. You use your alias.
Yeah, it doesn't.
I guess, man, but
that's the thing. You would think they would address that in this story, but they don't.
I mean, that's a question worth asking. Well, okay, fine. Why was Joe Biden pretending to be a KGB spy when emailing his son?
Yeah, a mole.
Yeah, what are the emails about? They don't talk about that in this story.
Because that's the meat and potatoes that they're trying to distract us from.
No doubt, Conan, but the interesting thing
here... They want crack, and they want meth, and they want the hookers.
The takeaway here, though, at the very least, if we don't even know that we don't know what the emails were about, it is confirmed he called himself Peter. And now...
The
allegation is that Hunter refers to him as Pedo Peter in his iPhone.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.